A month ago at around 5 a.m., a SWAT team from the Bellevue Police Department showed up at a tiny dead-end street in Columbia City. They were there to arrest a suspect on a warrant for robbery. Things did not go smoothly. 51-year-old suspect Russell Smith was shot and killed by Bellevue police. The frightening incident locked down the neighborhood for hours. Now neighbors want answers about how this happened and how decisions were made. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Neighbor Karen Kalander says she and her 11-year-old daughter hunkered down as the concussion grenades exploded.
And there was like 19 gunshots. It was like, da, 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 that kind of sound. And at that point, we thought that we were being attacked.
She says everyone was scared and confused. The police weren't telling them anything. Kalander's husband says police pulled suspect Russell Smith's body out of the car and left him lying in the street. After the shooting, she says, Seattle SWAT showed up too.
I don't even know how many police cars were here. We were literally watching an armored vehicle pull up and watching men put on their bulletproof vests and load their, you know, military-style weapons, put on helmets.
Then, she says, things took a turn towards the surreal.
After knowing somebody had been killed, watching the SWAT team armor up, there's like a coffee van that pulls up for all of them, and people are walking around with boxes of donuts. I kid you not. And they're standing around chatting, drinking coffee. And my daughter's out here in the yard, and I'm standing here looking at them. And I ask them, should we be concerned? And they say no. And half of me believes them because they're just standing there drinking coffee. But the guy next to him is loading his semi-automatic assault rifle. It was weird. It was weird.
Seattle police say when Bellevue SWAT officers arrived that morning to serve the warrant, they discovered the suspect sitting in the front seat of his car, which was parked in the driveway. They say that when Smith saw the officers, he forcefully backed up his car while ignoring commands to stop. They say Smith hit a parked truck, switched the car into drive, and stepped on the gas. Three Bellevue officers shot and killed him. The officers have since been placed on leave. John Russell had a bird's-eye view that morning from his house across the street. He says many neighbors dispute police accounts of what happened.
We all have different parts of what we saw, what we heard that don't add up. I think certainly for me and for some folks, it's just that fundamental issue of who gets to decide how to serve a warrant, and when it's not your when it's not your neighborhood police, what's the oversight for that? What are the protocols?
Russell says neighbors are still trying to recover from the incident.
My daughter still wakes up 3 weeks later. She's still waking up and she can't go back to sleep.
Seattle police say they're investigating the incident. Tonight, city leaders and police from Seattle and Bellevue will meet with neighbors to hear their concerns. Seattle City Council President Sally Clark plans to attend. Clark and Seattle Councilman Bruce Harrell have both voiced their concerns over the actions of the Bellevue Police Department and have asked for a complete accounting of events. John Russell will attend the meeting, but he doesn't expect to get many answers. He understands that an investigation may take time. All they can do right now, he says, is keep asking questions. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.